Two starkly different versions of events are being presented at the start of the trial of the former Brooklyn Center police officer charged in the death of Dante Wright. In opening statements, prosecutor Aaron Eldridge told jurors that Kim Potter violated her police training when she drew her gun instead of her taser and fatally shot Wright.
She betrayed a 20-year-old kid.
Defense attorney Paul Eng says that Potter made a mistake, but that she was trying to protect fellow officers.
All he had to do was surrender.
The officer Potter was training that day, Anthony Lucky, testified that the registration on Wright's car was expired and that during the stop he smelled marijuana and found Wright didn't have a license or current proof of insurance. When Lucky discovered a warrant for a weapons charge, he ended up struggling with Wright as he tried to make the arrest. Video evidence is being used extensively at the trial. Charges don't require proof that Potter intended to kill Wright, but the defense is arguing that Potter would have been justified in shooting him even if she had consciously chosen to draw her handgun. I'm Jennifer King.